Jesus said, "The words that I speak are spirit and life." And he began to tell them about how he was going to give his flesh to eat and blood to drink. And you know why they didn't get it? Because they were thinking natural. How did Jesus give his blood, his flesh to eat? Did everybody go out there and cut them a chunk off the body of Jesus and start eating it? And get you a cup and try to catch his blood and drink it? Well, that's what he was talking about. You know, that's the way those disciples, you remember in Luke Gospel, first Jesus chose what? 12. Remember that? He sent them out. Later on in Luke Gospel, he said he chose 70. He sent them out. And they were, and there were other people there when he was saying these words, telling them the reason why he came. And they couldn't get it. Remember what he said in his gospel, chapter 1? He came unto his own received him not. The Jews had a problem because they couldn't understand. They wouldn't receive his teaching, and they failed to understand spiritual things. Therefore, they were left out. Many people, this is why we preach and teach, so you can understand spiritual things. Spiritual things are not perceived by your natural thinking. They come by being born of the Spirit, and they come out of the Spirit. And this is what Jesus said. This is what he said in Romans chapter 8 and verse 14, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, right? And then he said, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are what? The children of God, are born of God. That's how we know. And so he said, the Spirit, it is the Spirit that quickens. It is the Spirit that makes alive. What Jesus did was in the Spirit. He was in flesh. His blood was spilled. His body was beaten. But what took place was a spiritual transaction. Okay. Y'all so quiet, so I'm thinking maybe. It was a spiritual transaction. And he said, it is the Spirit that gives life. So he gave his life. He gave his life. Jesus died on the cross. In dying the way he died was a sacrifice because it was for you and me. We were the one that was dead. We were the one that was sinners. We were the one that were lost. And he took our place. And he died a physical death as well as a spiritual death. And the Jews, the crowd, saw him crucified. They saw him. Matter of fact, they did it. They beat him. But what they didn't understand and what Satan didn't know, that Jesus entered into that death and took our place and died the death that Adam had committed. and he went through that physical death and spiritual death. What you mean? He was separated from God. And he was telling them, through this, the Spirit is the one that's going to make you alive. But I got to get rid of the death first. Death got to be removed. So how did he remove it? By giving his life. And when he died, he spent 3 days in hell. They saw, the people saw him being tormented in his physical body. But he spent 3 days of torture in hell. After 3 days of torture and torment, divine justice said, that's good enough. Amen. What do you mean? The debt is paid. You pay a debt, you don't keep paying on it. Hello? He paid the debt that we couldn't pay. He satisfied the very claims of justice. And justice said, that's good enough. The sin debt of man is paid in full. And because the sin debt is paid in full, he can no longer legally be held there in that place of torment. God legally raised him from the dead by his power. And he wants them to understand the blood that I shed, and you saw them beat my, whip me, and I took lashes on my back. With those lashes, you were healed. With the blood that was spilled, your sin was washed away. You saw it happen naturally, but this is a spiritual thing. The words, and see, they hadn't seen it when he was talking to them. And he told them, he said, the words I speak, they are spirit and they are life. The flesh profits nothing. But the words that I speak, they are spirit and life. Now watch this. So Jesus said in the Gospel of Mark, after his resurrection, he said in the Gospel of Mark, he said in the 15th verse, after he had gotten up from the dead, been raised from the dead, he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This is Mark 16:15, and this is American Standard. And he said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. These signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. They drink any deadly thing. It shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So then the Lord, after he has spoken unto them, while received up into heaven, and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went forth. They went forth. What did they do? They went forth. They went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord working with them, confirming the word with what? Sign follow. With sign that followed. With sign that followed.